KVSC Sports, sitting down alongside head coach of the SASU softball team, Paul Uren. Coach, we're wrapping up the fall semester, heading into the break, and I mean, it's I would say a downtime for your team before we really get into the middle of the season where everything's going to get ramping up heading into actually February. Even though the snow will still be around, the dome is up, you have a playing field, and we'll kick it off with the Kelly Loss Memorial Tournament coming back on the 1st of February into that second semester. But the spring, in the fall, we actually have had a few things since we last talked. I spoke with your captains, I've spoken with you, and moving into the kind of holiday break, What's been it like to just have everybody back and really see the girls get back into that mid-season form, even though you haven't had a whole lot of real competition as of late?
Yeah, this is an exciting time of year for us. You know, we can see the season coming just around the corner here. You know, we'll be starting February 1st. And, you know, we had a really, really productive fall. So we weren't quite sure, you know, where we'd be when we came in. And we were able to get our 24 practices and our skill work in. And we've just been working extremely hard in the weight room. I just met with the strength and conditioning coach. And we had many, many players with personal bests. So for us, this is a great time of the year. We get to evaluate all the great things that we've done. And we get to see the season, you know, coming right on the horizon.
And then what's it like, and I feel like I've asked you this the past couple of years, but being in St. Cloud, in a state that doesn't really cater too much to softball during the winter season, what's it like to have to adapt to the facilities, being inside for most of the winter, dealing with dome, practicing on turf, utilizing the field house and the other facilities here at St. Cloud, and how does that kind of play almost mind games with you as you move into playing outside on an actual softball field?
Yeah, I mean, I would say that most of our roster is used to this type of weather. You know, we have a pretty regional-based recruiting area that we cover. So for us, nothing out of the norm. And, you know, we're lucky here at St. Cloud State. We have outstanding facilities. The Husky Dome, I still believe we're the only team that has this facility on campus that we can have access to. You know, we get to practice in it, but also be able to compete in it. So for us, it's a great place. And, you know, we talk about it, and it's just a part of our program. But we feel like our program is in a great spot compared to other teams that are balancing time out right now in the gym and having to get up really early and get practices in. So we have a lot of blessings here, and, you know, we just try and focus on the positive side of that.
And moving after finals week, the semester ends, but you've kind of been having your end of semester meetings with some of your players. What are those talks like, meeting with each girl individually?
Yeah, we have about 5 meetings in, and, you know, every time we finish, they walk out the door and we're like, wow, we're ready. You know, mentally they're in a good spot. Physically, we talked a little bit. We had a pretty stringent weightlifting program, conditioning, and they feel like they're in a good spot. They feel strong. They feel successful. You know, a lot of them just keep saying, like, I've got the itch. I just want to get ready to play, coach. And so, you know, this week we're going to focus on just getting the finals taken care of, knock out, go home, get a little love at home with the family and get some time off. But I know that they're all counting the days down just like I am.
And one player of yours who really stands out from the means that we were kind of talking about before sitting down here, Maya Keating, she's been amazing for you. Just got snubbed with all conference last year. She's really got that in her sights this coming season. Anything, I know the meetings are behind closed doors, but anything that you can kind of take away from that meeting with her that you're like, wow, this girl's, I mean, she's ready for the season to start?
Yeah, you know, Maya is a tremendous athlete, and, you know, freshman playing every game minus the very first game of the season. She was a starter, top of her team in batting average. Last year, she led our team in several categories, and, you know, she is just a competitor. I mean, right now she's balancing some student teaching. You know, she's getting her workouts in basically on her own, away from team time because of the conflict with the teaching part. But she's a driven individual. I love to coach her. We always have to come with a plan to challenge her. I know it's a good practice when she's tired, right? I mean, because she's not going to show me that she's going to give up. And so, you know, our goal is to be recognized as a top player in the conference. And I think, you know, she felt like she did a lot of great things last year. She came up a little bit short on the ballot. So that's great for us. We're going to use it as motivation. And she's getting a lot of workouts in on her own. And I think she's ready for the opportunity to get out there and not necessarily prove people wrong, but, you know, prove us right that she is one of the best in the conference.
And before we talk about next semester, let's talk about some of the recruits that you actually are bringing in. Big signing day for you. A couple big names. Do you want to touch on, I believe it was 4 that you had that you kind of had penned to your notepad here?
Yeah, you know, we're still pretty young. Last year we only graduated one player at the shortstop position, and you know, so we've been still moving players around this fall. And what we felt like we really needed is we're going to lose Morgan Emmons from the catching position, and that's a huge part of our team. You've watched her play. I mean, she's amazing. She's got a great presence on the field. 6'1" frame. Just continues. I just keep asking her. She keeps growing, and so for us, you know, we knew that was an area we needed to get a little more depth in some positions. We wanted to add to the left-hand side of the plate. So, you know, we pulled in a couple left-handed catchers and players. So Holly Weinberger from Waconia, Minnesota, plays for the Minnesota A's summer ball program. And I just love how she competes. Consistently gets the bat on the ball. She can play three positions. Outstanding academically. So local, we're excited to add her to the roster. We have Sophie Culhane from Maple Grove, who has had you know, one of the top Minnesota high school teams. They're constantly pushing to get to the state tournament. So she has that championship feel. I love how she works with the pitching staff. You know, she probably play a little first base. She plays for the Minnesota Force summer team. And so they do a nice job of moving them around. Gabby Nelson, she's our Fargo kid. So, you know, her family's been connected to the program for a couple years here. Again, big bat, loves to swing. She's always getting her extra reps in, so she's pretty driven to be a successful athlete at this level. And then Ashley Schuler from O'Fallon High School in Illinois. You know, I watched her video, both she's a basketball kid and a softball, and she's very, very talented. I'm not sure there's much that this kid can't do, and we're excited to have her athleticism, her competitiveness. And she's coming a little bit closer to home, so people keep asking, how'd you get a kid from that far away? And for us, her grandparents around here, her family's from here, and she loves the Minnesota winters. So for us, great class. My coaches did an outstanding job of recruiting, lots of time spending with these, and so I think they're going to be a good addition.
And then now let's look ahead. Coming back from the break, you actually have, with the schedule kind of realigning at St. Cloud State, it's almost pushed back a little bit more for the start of the second semester. So you plan on bringing the team in a little early just to fine-tune some things and really get every day that you can of practice out of them in order to, you know, just make sure they're ready for the season. Start kicking off on the 1st of February in the Kalidas Memorial Tournament inside the Husky Dome. You're playing Nebraska Kearney, Parkside a couple times, and another team who escapes me at the minute. But that's going to be a real competition for you and a great way to start the season. I mean, it's what do you want to see out of your team coming back, and what are you going to really be highlighting as they move into that tournament?
Yeah, I think the thing we've just been hitting on is the strength and conditioning component. You know, Coach Zins has been working them down there, and they've stepped up every, you know, whether it's a sprint contest or a tug of war or a back squat or whatever it's going to be. You know, just that competitiveness. We just keep stressing, be competitive mentally, physically, be, you know, keep your head where your feet are. Don't worry about things you can't control. And so I'm hoping, you know, we enjoy a little bit of the holiday, but we keep our eyes on the prize and get back. And we're going to start a couple days early. We have, you know, a lot of class conflicts trying to get everybody down at the same time. So we want a couple practices where we're going to have the entire team available. So we've got some fun things planned for that. We have the ROTC coming in to do a little bit of training with them. We have, you know, back to the weights. Just getting together as a team, it's always exciting after a couple weeks off. And so for us, again, just, you know, stressing to live into the moment, not make any moment too big. We have, you know, big dreams, but it's going to take a process to get there. So just enjoy the ride and compete the best that we can, and hopefully we'll put ourselves in a good position to where we want to be.
And with the ROTC coming in, are you going to be able to throw on your best drill sergeant persona here?
Oh, the best part is I get to sit back and watch, right? So I feel like I'm the drill sergeant most days down there. You know, I'm pretty stringent with how I want things done, yeah, and how they need to do it. So I get to actually take the day off that day. I think I'm out of the drills, luckily. But, you know, the wrestling team had them come in this fall, and I really loved, you know, and Coach Costanzo is, again, a great coach and gets the most out of his team competing. So I thought it was a neat idea. And, you know, the little details are so important. And I think Coach Costanzo talked about that they really stress the details, you know, just doing it as a group. Obviously, the softball, not one person can do it. We talk a lot about pitchers or a hitter that stands out. But it's all the things behind the scenes that makes a great game. And I think that this experience for us will just reinforce what we talk about is the details and paying attention to the moment. So I'm looking forward to it. So we'll have to chat about it next time after it's over.
Yeah, and we'll chat about next time for this next question. But we're about a little under 2 months out. What are your expectations for how the season pans out here?
You know, my expectations are, really just that we talk leadership. You know, we talk every day about we have to have great leadership. We have to stay in a good physical condition. You know, we have to take care of things academically. We have to have good communication with our professors. And, you know, we haven't put a number on wins or losses yet. We still have some work to do before I can probably get close to that. But we play a really, really competitive schedule. I mean, if you look at it, you talked a little bit about our Kelly Loss tournament. We have four outstanding top teams in the region coming in. You know, then we play a couple more non-conference games, and then we head to Florida, which is 12 games, which is, you know, very challenging. It's a grind. It's a gruel, but it's also a lot of fun to be outside in the sunshine and get the chance to compete. And then we come back and we go to Missouri Western. We just got that schedule, and we have five games on there that, again, going to be very challenging. We're going to have to play our best to come out of that. And then we get into the conference. We get back on Sunday night, early Monday morning, and we're on a bus already to Duluth on Tuesday. So, but I think these are all necessary to be in the spot that we want to be. We have to play top teams in the region to qualify. We finished ninth last year. We would have finished eighth, but we got bumped out by Emporia winning their conference championship. And I think that was a big dagger for us because we had a heck of a good year last year. And to see the NCAA call and seeing that we were ninth, you know, that was some heartbreak. And so we've used that as motivation that we have to put ourselves in a better spot than seventh and eighth. And the only way we're going to do that is by playing a really competitive schedule.
So, Coach, thank you very much for your time. Enjoy your holidays. We'll definitely I'll be bugging you come second semester here. So make sure to look out for my email. But thank you so much for your time today. And good luck to you and your team over the break and moving into next semester.
Yeah, thanks, AJ. Happy holidays.